with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. has charged the leader of Hamas and other terrorists in connection with the October 7th massacre in Israel.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7th, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
Phoenix, Arizona is sweltering again, this time for 100 straight days.
That's long since shattered the record of 76 days in a row set back in 1993. The temperature hit 102 in Phoenix on May 27th and has made it to triple digits every day since. It doesn't look like a break is coming anytime soon. Mark O'Malley with the National Weather Service in Phoenix explains what caused this persistent heat.
We had an area of high pressure that was fairly strong that set up over the region this year, and it just hung over the region. The days that we did have thunderstorms, they weren't particularly widespread.
Unseasonably high September temperatures are expected this week across the western United States. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Attorney John Deaton has won a three-way Republican primary in Massachusetts to face off against incumbent U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren ran unopposed in Tuesday's primary. Deaton is a former Marine. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 626 points. This is SRN News. The states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child's living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld the lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester School District student. She sued after inadvertently discovering teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. This is SRN News. Federal regulators have tied another death to dangerous Takata airbag inflators. It's the 28th such fatality in the U.S.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the driver was killed in 2018 in Alabama in a Honda vehicle. It says the death underscores the need for people to replace recalled airbag inflators. Takata used a chemical that triggers a small explosion to inflate airbags in a crash. But the chemical can deteriorate over time and explode with too much force. That can blow apart a metal canister, sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hyundai is aiming to broaden the appeal of its IONIQ 5 electric SUVs, with 2025 models boasting improved battery range and additional charging options. They'll be made in Savannah, Georgia. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.